This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, December 22nd. Well, cattle markets started out yesterday's session slightly higher, but that didn't last long, and it immediately kind of rolled over, and we just saw some steady selling throughout the rest of the day. So feeders down just over $2. Live cattle were under some pressure as well. So, you know, it's a market that seems to be running out of gas, and that's kind of my take on things. We've got a pretty impressive rally here that's lasted several sessions, way longer than we've seen anything else ever since the market rolled over in October. So I think that the market is due for a pullback here. But at this point, because we've spent a lot of time just kind of grinding our way higher, it takes away some of that intermediate term momentum to the downside. I think it's still there, but that energy has waned. And so if you do get another sell-off, probably come down, maybe test the lows that were put in here a couple weeks ago. It's unlikely to have another kind of a wave of selling and bearishness in this market. I think you've cleaned up pretty much all the hedge funds. And again, as I said before, you know, the entire life of contract for the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures contracts have been all eliminated. That whole rally was eliminated on this two-month sell-off. So we've cleaned out a lot of these guys, and I think that the market is now poised. We have found support at some previous swing highs. They are support levels, and the market seems to be respecting that. So I think from a technical standpoint, probably have found some longer-term lows. We still could come back down and retest them, but I don't think you're going to see another wave of selling like we've experienced over the last couple months. Export sales were out yesterday for beef, 16,100 tons. Japan took 6,100, South Korea 4,300, Mexico took 2,100. Pork export sales were a stellar 63,000 tons. Mexico took 20,600, China took 13,800, South Korea 10,400, Japan took 5,600. So it was pretty spread out over the major buyers, but a very solid performance for the pork export sales. Yesterday we had the slaughter report out. Total cattle slaughter in November was down 3% from October and down 6% from last year. Fed cattle slaughter down 4% from October, down 7% from last year. Carcass weights at 900 pounds were up 9 pounds over October and up 4 pounds over last year. Total commercial beef production at 2.28 billion pounds was down 6% from last year, and it's also at a 3-year low. So no huge surprises there. You know, we're just looking at a cattle herd that continues to decline. In the cash sales yesterday, we saw the Fed trade at averaging around 170, which is up 2 on the week and up 1 over where we were on Wednesday. Dress trade at 270 was steady with Wednesday and up 1 from last week. Box beef values were mixed again. Choice up $2 at 291. Select down 33 cents at 261. The spread gained 233. We're sitting at 29.86. Movement was 167 loads. So the box beef volume, the loads being moved, has been pretty much in line with the average. The previous 2 weeks, we had seen some very strong movement, which is typical as you get into early December and you're prepping for the holiday business. But now we're kind of coming back to the average pace. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 497,000. That is down 8,000 from a week ago, and it's up 47,000 over a year ago. And of course, a year ago would be including that Christmas day. In the feeder cattle cash trade, we about 2,500 head were moved, averaging around 228.08. So that's up $4. Almost $4 over the previous day and up $5 over the couple days ago. The 7-day average is down 51 cents. We're sitting at 219.80, but these daily averages being higher, and in fact, you know, we're $9 higher on the daily average over to where the 7-day is, that's going to help support that average. But it's worth noting that the last 2 days have been on pretty light volume. So we had big volume on lower trade. But again, that 7-day average should be finding some stability here. This afternoon, we're going to get a cattle on feed report. Total on feed estimates as of December 1st are at 102.2% of a year ago. November placements at 96.2% of a year ago, and November marketing's at 93.2%. So we won't even be able to trade this report until Tuesday. So just FYI, but last couple of reports have shown some pretty big placements. October was the surprise, and that's what stalled out this huge bull run that we'd had and started this major downtrend that has wiped out the life of contract rally. So again, we're not expecting placements to be above last year. So hopefully they won't be. Otherwise, we get another bearish push in this market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.